Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the world famous Versatile Radio.
When it opens, would you try to die today? Would you pray loud, finally believe in his power? Even if you couldn't see, but you could feel, would you still doubt him? How would you start acting? Would you try to put the keys down? Taking every drug sale that you make in the streets, you can see now. Would a fiend even want to get high? Would he stop smoking? If he knew on his own 2 feet, he could just stroll in to get away and escape from the craziness. And I bet you there's a heaven for an atheist. It's partaking this racist planet, but they take a younger brother in a handcuff. Even if he innocent, nigga, get on the car, put your motherfucking hands up. Thinking I'ma lose it. My mom's in chemo 3 times a week, yo, keep trying. But people is hard and God, your young soldiers not sober, but need you. This world's my home, but world I would leave you.
It's heaven with a mile away.
Would I pack up my bags and leave this world behind?
It's heaven with a mile away.
Would I feel the tank of what gas and be out the front door in a flash? Before reconsidering this hell with you, hitting you is the thing you do. It's tearing my heart in two. I would have failed with you. The hell with you.
Nigga, what you think? I'ma stop building. I'ma stop feeling like I'm on my size, great great grandchildren. I'm not gonna wanna make millions. Since the quarter water days in the hallways, making fake gold caps with the Reese's Pieces wrapper in my mouth all day. But then my style had quite a wild back. Same time as Dylan, now scratch. Game time to the cast, never look back. Chris down blowing dub sacks. That's when it all just hit me. You see the broads and Bentleys, nothing unless my niggas spit it all with me. I give it all away quickly just to hit them all about the new kicks. Free of any autographs or not to be recognized, forgive me. It's becoming unbearable, making hits is easy. Put a famous bitch on a hook, there you go with a platinum CD. I know you heard the noise, preachers touching on ultra boys. Side of minds that not realize that God is watching before the Lord. How can they do the devil's work? A man give another man head in church, hell it hurts just to fathom the thought, wishing that I fled the earth.
It's heaven with a mile away.
Would I pack up my bags and leave this world behind?
It's heaven with a mile away.
Would I feel the tank of what gas and me out the front door in a flash? Before reconsidering this hell with you, hitting you is the things you do. Tearing my heart in two, I would have failed with you. To hell with you.
You trapped in your own hell. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed. Every day you wake up and breathe another breath, you blessed. All them niggas running around talking about I'm fucked up. I gotta get on, I'm in the grind, I'm fucked up. Yeah, we all in the grind. But look at the beautiful shit around you, it's a beautiful life. All my niggas locked up, keep your heads up. Heaven's just a mile away. I'm talking heaven on earth, ain't got nothing to do with money. Got nothing to do with nothing material. I'm talking about heaven in your own heart, in your own world, baby, in your own existence. To my mom, look at me, baby. I love you, girl. Your boy shining, Godson.
Only way to go. And so
if you're looking for me, I'll be on the block from the same cop, possibly sitting on a trap down. Because I'm a rider,
yeah,
so survivor,
yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top, or your ass get popped now. If you a rider,
yeah,
so survivor,
yeah.
well. First they give us the work, then they throw us in jail. Road trip, yeah, I'm trafficking the white. Please, Lord, don't let me go to jail tonight. Who me? I'm a soul survivor. Ask about him in the street, the boy G the rider. 100 grand on my wrist, yeah, life sucks. Fuck this club, dog, I'd rather count $1 million bucks.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a trap now. Cause I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top before your ass get popped now. If you a rider.
Another day, another dollar. Same block, same nigga, same part, same dream. I guess we got the same dream. Or is it the same nightmare? We let the doves do it for us. We don't cry tears. Real niggas don't buzz. When mailman got a time, he shot birds at the judge. I'm knee deep in the game, so when it's time to re-up, I'm knee deep in the game. Real talk, look, I'm telling you, man. If you get jammed up, won't mention my name. Forgive me, Lord, I know I ain't living right. Gotta feed the block, niggas starving, they got appetite. And this is their day, it never gets old. When I was a juvenile, stuck to the G-code. This ain't a rap song, nigga, this is my life. And if the hood was a battlefield, then I earned strikes.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on the track now. Cause I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top before your ass get popped now. If you a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Gotta watch every move, cause them eyes be on you. Gotta try real cool when them pies be on you. Just cause we stack paper and we ball outrageous. Them alphabet boys got us under surveillance. Like animals, they lock us in cages. The same nigga that's a star when you put him on stages. I ain't cheap, played the hand I dealt. Tried to tax the grand pearl, I went and got him myself.
Get it.
No nuts, no glory,
no glory.
My biography, yeah. Damn right, the true story,
yeah.
The city on fire, and I didn't even try. Run the streets all day, I could sleep when I die,
hey.
Cause if you're looking for me, you can find me on the block disobeying the law. A real cheap thoroughbred from the streets, pants sagging with my gun in my drawers. Keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. Hey. But if you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a track now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top before your ass get popped now. If you a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor. I'll be on the block for my thing cocked, possibly sitting on the track now. Cause I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top before your ass get popped now. If you a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Dear mama, I'm caught up in this sickness. I bought my adversaries, but took the left of the witness. Wonder if they'll catch me or will this nigga stick? Should I shoot his bitch or make the nigga rich? Don't wanna commit murder, but there they got me trapped. Hawking while I'm walking and talking behind my back. I'm kind of schizophrenic. I'm in this shit to win it, cause life's a wheel of fortune. It's my chance to spin it. Got no time for cops who trip and try to catch me. Too fucking trigger happy to let them suckers snatch me. Niggas getting jealous, trying to find my stash. Slip out the nine, now I'm a dime off your ass. Peter picked a pepper, but I could pick a pump. Snatch him like a bitch and threw him in the trunk. The punk thought I was bluffing, but swam nothing nice. Before I take your life, first wrestle with these mics. I listen to his screams and pray you went insane. I guess the little mics that probably bound his brain. The rollers pull me over, I'm sitting to the pen. Remember that little bird, he slipped and told a friend. There's trouble on my mind, I'm with the old timers. The fuck, Bobo. Turn him into 49ers.
Bye-bye, that'll never meant to win. Can't be positive when you get to where you live.
That's wrong.
Bye-bye, that'll never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the streets. Bye-bye, and I got no place to go.
Where they find 16 on
broken family. My uncle used to touch me, I never told you that. Scared what you might do, I couldn't hold you back. I kept it deep inside and let it fuel my anger. I'm down for all my homies, no mercy for a stranger. The brother and myself, it's 16, it's wet. It's hard to adapt when you're black and you're trapped in a living hell. I shouldn't have let him catch me. Instead of living sad in jail, I could have died free and happy. And my cellmates raped on the norm. They passed around the door, you can hear his asshole getting torn. They made me an animal, can't sleep instead of counting sheep. Niggas counting cannibals. And that's how it is in the pen, turn old and cold. And your soul is your best friend. My mama prayed for me, tell the Lord to make way for me, prepare any day for me. Cause when they come for me, they find a struggler. To the death, I take the breath from your juggler. The trick is to never lose hope. I found my buddy hanging dead from a rope. 16 on
bye, bye, that I never meant to live. Can't be positive, can't you wait to live. Bye, bye, that I never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the streets. Bye, bye, that I'm not gonna live before.
Today's my final day, I'm counting every breath. I'm bitter cause I'm dying, so much I haven't seen. I know you never dreamed your baby will be dead at 16. I got beef with a sick society that doesn't give a shit, and they too quick to say goodbye to me. They tell me the preacher's there for me, he's a crook with a book. That motherfucker never cared for me. He's only here to be sure I don't drop a dime to God about the crimes he's committing on the poor. And how can these people judge me? They ain't my peers, and in all these years they ain't never loved me. I never got to be a man, must be part of some big plan to keep a nigga in the safe pit. And to my homies out burying motherfuckers, please stand clear of these Aryan motherfuckers. Cause once they got you locked up, they got you trapped. You're better off getting shot up. I'm convinced self-defense is the way. Please stay strapped, pack a gat every day. Every day. I wish I would've known while I was out there. Now I'm straight heading for the chair.
Bye, bye, that I never meant to live. Can't be positive, we get to where we live. Bye, bye, that I never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the street. Bye, bye, that I got no place to go. To go.
16 on death row, death row.
Every other day, take this picture, switcher. The pilot takes you right back. shoulders. If I win or lose, the fact that counts. Be the first to take off the LCD. The guard's so crooked. Come and quit when the shank stick.
And what did I see? One of them clowns, one of my enemies. Gotta stay down so I make me some heat. It's going down in the morning on me. Soon as they say, hey, time to bless me. Right now that nigga's just as safe as can be. But when we hit the kitchen, man, sleep. Hey, dog, got a sight for all of y'all. When you wanna make a hit, give me a call. West Coast represents for all my dogs. One love to my dogs behind the wall. Hey, dog, got a sight for all of y'all. Stand strong, stand tall, and never fall. West Coast represents for all my dogs. One love to my dogs behind the wall.
In here, we work out, reutilize time. Find something in ourselves to find. I make you go see to the Peter Marie. I'm the jaw tapper. I'm gonna be a D in here like Antonio now. Dr. Gloria, fix you up completely. I just might stick myself. She can feel on me. Watch out, boy. It's coming fast. White lightning about to strike. It don't matter what you're here, boy. Just like it, foul is a viper, systematic, terrible, tragic, trash, asthmatic, cavities growing like cancer. I'm all out of breath like a nigga asthmatic, but asthma, here's the perfect answer. And also, here's your last chance to just try to make it over the wall. The inmates are so crooked, come a quick when the shank sticks.
Yeah, welcome everybody, Versatile Radio. I am Carlos Trejo, and with me as always, I got Mary, Eric, and we got a special guest tonight, Mr. Little One. What's up, Mr. Little One? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all, man. What's happening? How you guys feeling?
Not bad. How you doing?
Great. That's great to have you on, man.
Yeah. Most definitely. I'm right here. I was actually out in Rosarito with Mr. Little One today, and I really had a good time. It's very nice out there, and you know, he looks very happy. You know, I want to thank you for joining the show, Uno. And you know, we're gonna kind of make this a little fast because we know that you have a lot of things to do. But basically, you know, we want to get to where we're going with this as far as I believe there's a point we want to make here and send a message out to all the new and upcoming artists. Correct?
Right. I just don't. You know, the last thing that I want to do is sound repetitive, as I did last time. Right. So, you know, maybe we can just touch on it on, you know, from a different perspective. But, you know, I mean, you know, I'm outspoken and I always say how I feel. And, you know, some are going to take it on the positive and some are not. So let's make it happen.
Let's do this. Go ahead, Carlos, you start this off.
All right. So how do you feel hip-hop is right now, man? Do you feel it's the same as it was back in the 90s? Or do you feel it's changed a little bit, you know, the game itself?
Well, you got to define hip-hop. Do you mean hip-hop as in New York hip-hop? Do you mean hip-hop as in urban
hip-hop
or Chicano rap?
Well, Chicano rap, pretty much.
Yeah, because Chicano rap is not hip-hop.
To me, it's just a bunch of people
rapping over beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, true hip-hop is a completely different form of music, you know? It's I think only a handful of artists really respect the hip-hop form. I would say somebody like Omar Cruz, Shadow, definitely into the hip-hop scene. You know, there's a lot of rappers. VZ Scante, that young dude. I mean, there's a handful of rappers that I would say are definitely in tune with the hip-hop movement. But if I mean, me, when I got into the game and as the game went on, I just saw a lot of dudes just rapping over instrumental beats saying nothing, and to me that's not hip-hop, you know. But overall, the movement, the hip-hop actual movement, I mean, if you really take a look at what's changed since the first time we spoke to now, nothing's changed.
Right.
Everything's the same, if not worse. You know what I'm saying? So, unless you're like Eminem or Jay-Z or Kanye or T.I., like, you know, they're actually paying their bills and making a living and going on vacation. And, you know, whether they pay for a Tootsie Roll or a trip to Jamaica, they're paying for it with their music money. They're not some dude pretending to be in the hip-hop game or in the rap game that's getting money elsewhere paying for those things, making it seem like they're doing it with their music money. So there's a big difference, you know what I mean? The brackets have changed. The game has changed. The politics have changed. The labels have changed. Everything has changed. So, you know, right now I think a lot of independent dudes are having more success than dudes that are just signed because, I mean, the game has just changed. So unless you're one of those artists that I mentioned, you either got – that or you got a stupid song saying some stupid shit that sounds like a 3-year-old said it, you know, and it's just on the radio all day. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's right. That's right.
Let's
so,
go ahead.
How do you
let's
feel
go
it's
ahead.
Changed?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Mary.
I want to go ahead and have him. What do you have to say right now? Any type of positive words, but keeping it real and raw. To all the new and upcoming artists that are trying to make it in the Latin hip-hop scene right now?
Well, I mean, there's a difference between what you just said and I mean, it's a really tricky question because you said that are trying to make it into the Latin hip-hop game. If I was just a rapper...
My bad. Let me rephrase that. Latin hip-hop artists that are trying to make it in the game, period.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a difference. I mean... Okay. Look, the number one thing that I would, just my advice, is don't get into the game because of money. Don't get into the game because of women. Don't get into the game because of cars. Don't get into the game because of houses. Don't get into the game because of vacations. Get into the game because you love music. You love words. You love beats. You like syllables. You like formats. You like metaphors. You like thesauruses. You like... the feeling of being in the booth and creating something, even if nobody hears it. When you're doing it for that, you're going to have success. When you're doing it for everything else, you're not going to have success. And that's just the truth.
Okay. Let's talk about real quick what do you consider if there was a struggle for you to success?
I would say that a big part of it, when I first started, was a struggle, but again, it wasn't even that I was doing it because of money, because I would sell my TV, my, you know, bike, my car, whatever I had at the time to make ends meet or to go to the studio and record, because I was just so focused on people hearing the material. So I did whatever I had to, and one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of the up-and-coming artists make is that, and I said this last time, they just don't pay any attention to the business side. Like, you have to know what it is that you're getting into. I give a lot of props to the young up-and-coming dudes that have a little laptop with a Pro Tools program. They go and they hustle money to go get a mic, and they got their little studio, and they're recording their own stuff. Like, see, that's a hustle. That's a struggle. That's them doing whatever they got to do to make sure that their music gets heard, learning how to do it, getting on YouTube and learning how to use this program because there's nobody there to teach them. Like, that's what it's all about. When we were coming up, it was different because we had no idea. We had pagers back then. If you had a cell phone, you were cool. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the struggle, you know, we found a way to press 1,000 CDs and go sell them for $6-7, jump in a bucket with half a tank of gas and a 40-ounce and go to, you know, L.A. to all the swap meets, to San Diego, to Santa Maria, to Vegas, to all the swap meets in Riverside and Oxnard, whatever, and get those CDs off. So you get rid of that box at $6-7, you know, you have 7 Gs in your pocket. You get them 7 Gs, you go press up another 1,000. Now you got 14 Gs, you're paying your rent, you know, you're making money. Then you record another album, and then you start learning the formula. And once you did that, then it was cool. But, again, there's nobody there to teach you how to manage your money. No one there how to teach you how to manage your business. No one there to teach you that it's beyond women, that it's beyond being flashy. There's no one to teach you that. So those, there's some things that life just has to teach you. But the struggle comes in different forms. You just got to be able to adapt and learn how to deal with every single situation that you put yourself into.
Sure. Now,
okay.
Moving it up a little bit, as you were on your road to success and you had the fame, you had the money, and you had, you know, you were flashing, you know, all that. Tell us a little bit about that and how you feel about that now.
I mean, well, I'm a completely different person. Like, you know, at that time, you don't value money. You don't really value what you're doing because you're just having fun and you're caught up in the moment. You know, it's you got money, you think it's going to last forever. You got 20 grand, 25 grand. You know, you get sucked into believing that you're a superstar and all the girls like you and all the girls are calling you. And, you know, you walk in the room and people don't know who you are. They ignore you. The moment they find out who you are, they're all over you. You know, so, you know, I spent thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just on BS, nothing, and had nothing to show for it, and I was still getting asked for autographs. So, you know, the time had to come where I had to change my mental process and the way that I saw it and the way that I did things. I mean, in order for me to get a different result, I had to do things differently. So, you know, now that I reflect on it, you know, again, I wouldn't change it because it got me to where I'm at today. And you have to go, you know, through the things that you got to go through in your life in order for you to reflect and actually learn from them. Because I went on doing the same mistakes for years. I wouldn't learn because it was just a game. It was a big circle, a big cycle, and nothing would change because the money was always there. The women were always there. You know, different girl, different face, you know, same shit. So, you know, now that I reflect, you know, I'm a little bit older now. I got kids now. You know, I got responsibility, you know, and a lot of things have happened in my personal life to force me to either look at things right and look at things for what they are and react accordingly or turn my cheek and deal with the consequences later. And, you know, again, it's either you want to live positive or you want to live negative. And, you know, whichever one of those that you choose, it's going to be the final result. If you want to do negative shit, you're going to have negative life. If you want to do positive,
right,
you're going to have a positive life. And that's just the way
right.
the world works.
Awesome. And I hope all you listeners out there heard and got that message. You know, I'm pretty positive that almost all of the artists, more than 90% of the artists, they do experience that. And, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know, especially, you know, coming from somebody like you. You know, you are a role model to a whole lot of not only listeners, fans, but artists that are trying to make it. And
most definitely.
You know, yeah. Is there anything you want to say, Carlos?
No, it just seems like what you're saying is like the game's changed a lot, and you know,
it's a hard game out there. Very hard game.
Yeah, it is, man. And I can imagine though. I mean, that it was a lot different back like in the '90s, man. When there wasn't a computer, everybody had a computer, and there was no YouTube and no Facebook, you know, and it was you had to hustle more, man.
I mean,
right.
No, you know, Brad, actually, bro, it was better back then. It was a lot better back
then.
That's
what I'm saying.
because it wasn't oversaturated. Like, people had to buy the CDs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Now they don't have to buy the CD. You want to hear a song, you just go
right.
to YouTube and
right.
and you hear the song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just the difference, bro. Like, everything has changed. Nothing is the same anymore. Like, if you want to hear a song, you just go to YouTube and you listen to it. If you want to hear somebody's album, you go to iTunes and you only buy what you like. Before,
right.
you know, you had to buy the record. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like
right.
that romance gone, you know? Of
you know,
more,
but I mean, you know, again,
more.
Man, like, I'm not here to knock any of the up-and-coming artists. I mean, I respect it. I mean, there's going to be a handful of those young dudes that are going to make it. You know, but again, all I really have to say, bro, and this is just the realest shit ever, I always keep a positive
sure.
attitude. I always keep a positive attitude. Never burn your bridges. Always do everything that you can to do the right thing. Be about your music, but carry yourself with honor, with integrity, and do things right. You know, this game
right.
can mislead you this game can easily mislead you. You can get caught up in thinking you're something you're really not. And if you don't realize that quickly, then life will eventually snatch that rug off your feet fast.
Right. Hey, little one. Yeah. Who were your influence growing up? Who were your influences?
I grew up with nothing but brothers. I grew up with nothing but brothers, man. And my brothers were all into the hip hop scene. So you know, ever since I was a little baby, you know, we always had music at the crib. So when my brothers were teenagers, when my older brothers were teenagers, you know, they were playing all the hip hop scene. You know, DMC, N.W.A. You know, Cool J, Beastie Boys. You know, when I was 8, 9 years old, you know, that we were breakdancing outside the house to that music. You know, so I always had that hip hop, you know, vibe in my blood really early. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it was. But as the time went on, man, I just got with the times, and I made my share of mistakes. But you know, we're still here making it happen, man.
Right on. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's right. You got any new anything new coming up, man?
The Once in a Decade album just came out in last August. I mean, it's still a fresh record to me. Again, I'm just not really motivated to go out there and push it the way that I would like to push it, because I mean, there's only one of me, and there's billions of people in the world, matter what, you can't do it by yourself, dog. So if my budget is, you know, 50 grand to go push the record, or 50 grand to go take my kid to Hawaii 10 times, guess what I'm going to choose? I'm going to go to Hawaii 10 times.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know, Mr. Little One, we also have another guest.
Ready to go, bro?
He's going to be joining us today, okay? He actually kind of wants to, you know, say a couple things to you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. What's up, Daddy?
This is EC Gangster. You got to go. Ronnie Ramos, he's a local artist here in Riverside. Me personally have watched this man. He's pursued his career. I just kept an eye on him, and he's awesome. I like what he's doing. He does it with class, and here he is.
Okay,
EC, are you there?
Hey, man, everything you said, homie, about the rap game, he's absolutely right, man. It has hit a wall, but it's hit the wall since probably 2006. You ain't in the game since then. It's been ugly for a lot of us artists, and I just released an album too, homie, in June of last year. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna sit here like you said, dog. You know, I mean, I'd rather do something with my money, with my family, prefer out there marketing and stuff. Because either way, like I said, you're one person, man. You can't sell it as hard. Everything you said, homie, is absolutely right. I ain't even gonna lie, Marty, he's absolutely right. It's hard in this game. I just got burned recently on a contract for a distribution with Culture Shock. This dude named Ruben. I'm gonna put it on blast though, because you know I sent him some fatty out to distribute my album. He was talking about this worldwide thing and all this, and it's just people being dirty out there, man. You know what I mean? So I lost a little cheese on it again, and always putting money into CDs, and I do everything on my own too, man. I don't ask anybody for anything. I built my own studio in 2004, and I've had it ever since. And man, it took me 10 years to put out an album, homie. You know what I mean? 10 years.
No, I understand.
I didn't want to put nothing out that was going to be some bullshit. I wanted to put out something that was going to be hip hop product. And even with the Chicano rap classification, I didn't want to be put in that. Even though I'm Raza from Riverside, I didn't want to be put in that classification
that's a very smart thing. I mean, that's exactly how I felt for many, many years. I didn't want to get pigeonholed into that. So that's a very smart thing, and don't let anybody ever change your mind about that, because in the end, it's music. It's not you're an artist that happens to be Mexican. That's it.
Yeah, exactly, homie. And I didn't want to be put in that classification, because the only people that are going to buy it is my raza. You know what I mean?
Yes and no, man, but you know, I got fans that are Asian, that are white, that are black, that are Guamanian. And you know, man, I don't pigeonhole myself like that. I mean, if you really go back to my early music, like I'm not even that person anymore. But I was able to do the Decade 3 album that had that similar context. But I didn't have to, you know, succumb to that to that degree and be disrespectful to life the way that I used to be. Like I'm not afraid to say that I fear God and that I love God and that God has changed my life. And to be honest,
amen,
with you, and I know that there's a lot of people listening, and, you know, to be honest with you, bro, anytime that alcohol was involved, anytime that negativity was involved, my life was in shambles. My life was a disgrace. My life was bad. You know, anytime that I've been focused and I surrounded myself with positive people, you know, my life has been in a much better place. And you being in business and, you know, saving up your chips and trying to get distribution and somebody taking advantage of you, unfortunately, bro, and I hate to say it like this, but that's just part of the game that we're in. I've spent thousands of dollars many times and seen nothing in return. And, you know, you got to chunk them as a loss, and you just got to remember next time, man, do your research, make sure that you minimize your risk and that you do whatever you have to do, because in the end, you're still going to have to spend money if you want to continue in the game. You're going to have to. You have no choice if you want to continue. The difference between me is that I have a fan base. I have a brand. You know, and sometimes they get mad when I don't give them what it is that they want. But you know what, bro? Even though I love my fans and I respect the game and I respect the brand, you know, I'm still a person. And just like they saw me, and just like they saw me grow from once in a decade to the diagnosis to the decade three, you know, if you've known me, my life has been a reality show. I've always spoken on what it is that I'm going through at the time. So, and that's not going to change. You know what I'm saying? So you just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, and again, if you want to continue, you're going to have to keep pushing, and you're going to continue to spend money. Just minimize your risk.
Yeah, that's right, Kana. That's right. Yeah, I've been trying to do that. That's why I was kind of leery on it, on the whole distribution thing. I didn't really want to go with him. But then, you know, I really wanted this album to get out there, dog, because what do we want more than anything as artists? We want people to hear our music. And I'm not in it for money either, homie. My album sold, since I released it since June, I'll also show you guys, I sold like 2,600 copies, dog. That's it. That's it.
No, but that's good. That's not bad, bro. 2,600 copies at this time at where the game is at. It's very,
I want to sell 26,000, big dog.
Yeah, dog. Listen to me.
That comes in time. In time.
2,600 copies where the game is right now. It's really good. It's really, really good, bro. And, you know, you can sell those 26,000 copies. The thing is that you have to go about things right. You have to look at this as a business, and people got to get paid. There's certain people that do certain things, and certain things have to be done a certain way, dog. Period.
People who shot my videos, I had to pay them. I mean, I had to pay for the videos to be even shot at my pad. I had to pay for food and drink.
Yeah, but remember,
that's
bro,
the
you
game.
Can't. I mean, with all due respect to you, bro, like, you can't ever complain about that, bro, because you and another million dudes do that. I did it. They did it. You know what I'm saying? And you did it.
I have fun,
and that's
though.
Not going to change. Yeah, well, as long as you have fun.
Yeah, exactly. But like you said, too, homie, I'm trying to put my family first before, I mean, I love music, dog, and it's what I do. I've been producing music by myself for years, and I got a team of good guys that work with me. They're Fima Gente. You know what I mean? I'm not racial, homie. I know back in the days we all been through that. I've been through the system too. But, you know, I kind of changed my views too. I kind of grew up and said, you know what, because I don't want homies telling me, why are you working with the Negro? Why are you working with this guy? Why are you working with that guy? You know what I mean? I don't let nobody tell me anything. I don't let the hood tell me anything or anybody.
Everybody goes through that, bro. You know, and again, you got to choose which one it is, bro. Like, you can't allow anybody to take food off your plate, bro. I mean, unless you're on the street selling dope, then nobody in the street or in the system has any right to get in your business, dog, period.
Yeah. That's
and you
right,
know
man.
What I mean when I say that. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Simon, I know. Yeah. I feel you.
So, you know, man,
your latest one, right?
Yeah, Once in a Decade 3, yeah. And to be honest, like, I didn't even want to release that record. The only reason I did release it was because it was already done, and it was a grown-up version of the first Once in a Decade album. It was the spooky feel, the vintage Uno music, but in a grown-up fashion.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. On that note right there real quick, don't speak. I'm gonna bump that right now. Tell me or tell the audience a little bit about this song, Uno.
Well, I mean, again, you know, like he said, you know, we all go through our personal stuff. And, you know, from the Boogeyman album to my first album, you guys always know that, you know, I've always spoken on whatever it is that I'm going through. That was a bad situation at that time with a certain person, and I spoke on it, and it turned out to be a classic song.
Okay, and once again, this is on his Once in a Decade 3 CD.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, and then we'll go ahead and let you go. Thank you, EC. Thank you, Mr. Uno. We'll be right
back. Everybody, keep your head up, man. Much love, y'all.
Gracias. Yeah.
Come on.
Can't explain it, I'm in darkness, you my chosen. So extravagant, my baby, you my fucking poison. How the fuck did I succumb to all that weakness? I remember when you spoke, I was speechless. I remember when you hurt, I would feel your pain. You would look me in my face, call me by my name. You would calm me down, you would hold me down. I would fucking scream, you wouldn't make a sound. But on the flip side, you had your sick side. But we rode it out together, that's how we ride. You were mine, no mind, till them cuffs came. Then you drifted in the wind with what's his name. He didn't have to fight, you just gave it to him. He didn't have to ask, you would say it to him. I was warned by the homie, but I laughed it off. And in the end, he was right, yep, after all. She got her nails done. Let me get her on the phone, now she's in the shower. She gon' use it and abuse it, cause she got the power. Now the tables turn, you're everything you hated. You grab my soul by the then you fucking played it. I said, sleep back, she said, no, she's not. 4 a.m. on the dot, someone else is. But you hate sex, and even hate me more. Right face, right place, you're a fucking. You either cared a whole lot or didn't care at all. And there you go, bouncing off somebody else's. Crack a dawn, try to blame it on the fucking sex. I'm in the cage and I'm tracing every fucking step. Why would you drag me on? You would always tell me. And I sat there and believed you, but you fucking failed me. Just face it, the one you love the most will leave you stranded in the basement. Slither like a serpent, you can see it when she walks. Get a phony in her speech every time you hear her talk. You tried, but impossible to fake it. Kick you while you down and you sit there and you take it. The saga, the drama, it could never be unspoken. The bond and the song, now it's gone forever broken. Fuck it, keep it moving, just remember all your losses. The prettier, the uglier, I swear it double crosses. The greatest of pretenders, I hate it when we fall. And if it ain't you, now there ain't no one at all. What a fucking joke, all alone when the smoke clears. Look around, now the sound, ain't nobody here. You and me, yeah, we used to be together. And it goddamn right that nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, it's a jam right there.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Excellent job. Uno, like I said, we know that you have to go. Real quick, what do you have to say about internet radio?
Cool. I mean, you know, it's really cool. I think the struggle for you guys is just getting being able to spread the word out so people can listen. But I think it's a positive, man. And, you know, it's just like music. You know, you got to find a way. People couldn't get on the radio, so internet radio came on. And it's just easier and it's more accessible. And, you know, I respect what you guys are doing and, you know, keep doing it.
All right.
Gracias.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Anybody? Any Carlos? Eric? Anything you want to say?
Hey, man. Hey, I just want to say, man, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. You know, I used to bump you since when I was 16, 17, you know, back in 96, 97, you know, kicking with the
right.
homies and you know, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man, keeping it real and shit, man.
Thank
shit.
You, man.
Love,
I appreciate
love
it.
Your knowledge.
You.
Love your knowledge, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You
thank
got to get
you.
Luck
thank
to
you. Very
good
much.
Luck
we'll
to
go,
you.
We're going to go ahead and play another song by you. What is your choice of one of his songs, Mr. Trejo?
I will play one of the ones from back in the day. It's Karma.
Karma, you
want to
hear?
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that
we're
going to
go ahead and bump Karma. And once again, we thank you, Mr. Little One. Uno, you know, stay in touch. You know, we definitely, you know, would like to stay in touch with you here at Versatile Radio. And, you know, we appreciate the positiveness that you had to offer and to all our listeners and the good advice. And you know, just hope you join us again.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
I'm down with you guys. I support your movement 100%. Anytime you guys need me, I'm right here, right?
Right. Peace.
Yeah.
You guys keep your head up, man. Much love.
All right,
man. All right, man. All right, Carlos.
Hey.
All right, Marie.
Right.
Well, my G's just sipping Mickey's and wearing Dickies. Throwing up your set with a neck full of Nicky's. No, I'm not Ricky, but I live la vida loca. Down your stalkers, I be talking out of your boca. Mota for the smokers, coca for the nose. Peace to all my niggas, I be talking shit to hoes. Clothes always creased, screaming out fuck peace. Nigga, I'm from the streets where the devil never sleeps. Deep into the banging, start slanging, try to make it. Run up on my shit, you gotta murder me to take it. Never could I fake it, try to make it how I can. Cause man make the money never make the man. Listen to the whistle, keep your fingers on the pistol. Fucking with that crystal, make a motherfucker dismiss everything you love and everything you've done. Don't mean a fucking thing when a motherfucker sprung. Leave it alone, leave your fucking up homes. You're doing them wrong, you're doing them wrong.
Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fuck?
right. For what is mine, everybody's done. Tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the earth. And they say it's the white man I severe. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I hear the doctor standing over me screaming I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes laying here naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me.
Does not kill me, can only make me stronger. For real. I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of laws or judges. When we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, lift him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tapes, now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could fade a punk, I wish you would. To be the same motherfuckers in your face. That'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big swing and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold a key an ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets representing the bay. Pac, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the trunk, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm bout to floss some ball players, sit with Rose. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
That's real.
Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me. Only God, man. That's real. Fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look here, man.
My only fear of death is coming back to this bitch reincarnated. That's what a homie meant. We about.
Versatile radio with Eric Bush, Carlos Trejos, and Mary Fisher, your favorite internet radio host, from coast to coast.
Yeah. Versatile with my style. Yeah. I'm bringing it inside
worth my while, make it proper. We don't hate, we collaborate and prosper. No matter who's taking, who's waiting, we keep it first and out. To destroy the hate, no shaking, we keep it first and out. I dreamed it in style, to me smiling to the haters and fakers. Try to hop another, never shake us. We really get the spirit, you lifted and hold my arm. You felt the sickness with the quickness, see you all alone. But don't die, try to live your life in such seas. Written visions, decisions, and make these chunks bleed. Contradictions, addictions, they let them athlete. We on precision like prescriptions till they drown me. Increase the dose, ain't holding nothing back. I bring it dope on each and every track. Help, we don't need, cause we do it ourselves. We out here in the streets trying to kick up ourselves. Real passion, overflowing and everlasting. Collapsing your flow, taking on in the has been. No more waiting, and bring the hurt for now. Destroy the hating, and keep it working down. I'm bringing it inside, worth my while, make it proper. Collaborate and prosper. No matter who's taking, we waiting to keep it versatile. Destroy the hate and forsake them to keep it versatile. I'm bringing it inside, worth my while, make it proper. We don't hate, we collaborate and prosper. No matter who's taking, we waiting to keep it versatile. Destroy the hate and forsake them to keep it versatile.
Dedicate this song to anybody that's ever felt pain, anybody that's ever went through sorrow, anybody that's ever went through change. This from me to you. Here we go. It's amazing, no longer am I raising hell up on the streets. I got a child up in the creep on me. I'm only 17, I'm still a young man. I'm in the streets watching fools getting sprung, man. I'm wearing jail clothes, my mother rose. Taught me how the wind blows, my mother knows. All about your struggles, all about your troubles, all about your pain. Every time I hear the rain, I cry and I cry till the clouds up in the sky. And oh, how I wish that you would've never died. I wish that you were here, I wish that you could see the man that I've become. I got a little one, I named her after you, and all because of you. I sit here and I write this, every day I fight this situation. Damn, how I miss you, wherever you may be. I know that God blessed you.
Every day we grow, every day it shows. Give yourself a little bit of time and you'll find.
You best believe that, you best believe that. Cause if you don't, then you lose, you lose.
Every day we grow, every day it shows. Give yourself a little bit of time and you'll find.
You best believe that, you best believe that. Cause if you don't, then you lose. Now a few years passed and I grown to be a man. No longer said tripping, I got myself a plan. It's all about the money, it's all about the G's. It's all about me providing for my family. I had a little pad, my daughter called me dad. My lady always there, never did I have a care. My life was the bomb, I had it going on. But never did I think I have to put it in a song. Staying out late, making mistakes. Hanging out with no good Nickelback snakes. Taking them for granted, and no, I didn't plan it. But till the day they're gone is the day you'll understand it. Now I drink brews, still I won't lose. Born to be a fighter, a gangster rap writer. A fool from the streets, making sure you get the creeps. Every single time that I pop up in your mind.
Every day we grow, and every day it shows. Give yourself a little bit of time and you'll find.
You best believe. Out of time, but still I see these fools always throwing up their signs. Sit and reminisce about the Smith and Wesson, and how I would be quick to show these fools a lesson. Not that I won't, G, but I best be well aware of all the time that I don't see. 25, 30 with a nail, trying to be a daddy for myself. Farewell. It's what you better say to the one you're thinking of. It's what you better say to the woman that you love. Cause now you got some issues, and even though you miss her, she will find another motherfucker to kiss her. Another one to hug, another one to love her. And every single day, doing time, you're thinking of her. Watch what you do, and who you do it to. Cause way before you know, they'll do it back to you.
Every day we grow, and every day it shows. Give yourself a little bit of time, and you'll find.
You best believe.
EC, you gangster, man. You might want to turn down your radio in the background. Getting a little bit of feedback right there.
I hear you.
Let me check it out. All right. Hey, man. Yeah, I'm going to mute your mic, bro, until you fix that, man.
All right.
Hello?
All right, so yeah, man, we back, man. Hey, man, Versatile Radio, dude. That was a jam right there, man.
And
I want to thank Mr. Little One for gracing us with this. I feel like I just talked to the 90s, man, right there. I feel like I just went back and kicking it with the homies. Somebody brings up their car, you know what I mean? They start bumping some Chicano rap, and then Mr. Little One comes on, Shadow. You know, and I'm glad he brought up Shadow, man, because Shadow's another
talented
one.
Talented, man.
Another one
very talented,
good,
man. Ronnie Romo, you
yes,
out there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Yo, you see, man, can you hear us?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, yeah, you might want to turn on your radio in the background a little bit, man.
Okay, well, let me see what's going on.
Oh, there we go. Oh. There we go. You're good now.
Hi. How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm doing good, homie. I'm doing good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Ronnie, I never got the chance to speak with you, but I wanted to tell you thank you for me regarding that movie audition. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure, man. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but I don't even know what Joel and Ground Loop Pictures went with that thing. I was in it. I did do some of the sound on it, and then I'm waiting on them to finish it right now, so it should be coming out this summer from what I heard.
Awesome. So you got the soundtrack on that, huh?
Yeah, I did. I scored most of it, did some of the scary noises and stuff like that, you know.
Talented man. Awesome.
Besides the music, I try to do little commercials here and there. I did some stuff for Olin Mills and, you know, little commercials here and there. Just make a little fatty. It's all about trying to make some money and feed the family.
You like the business, huh? You like the show business, huh?
Exactly, brother.
I know exactly where you're coming from. Right on. Hey, so what you got going, Ronnie?
Man.
What you doing? What you got going now?
Well, I just released my album. It's called Cali Lifestyle as a G. It's out there on iTunes right now. It's out there on every digital download source you can find out there in the universe, man. So anything on the internet, you can find it, man. Spotify, SonyMusic.com, it's out there, man. Just trying to make things happen. It's 10 years in the making. Yeah, I got some events coming up. I got a video shoot Sunday out in Chino Hills, and I do got summertime in Cali. I was going to let all you guys know part two is coming out. I was going to invite you guys up to Palm Springs. I got a little spot out there I use often. Invite a lot of people out there. We're going to make it happen even bigger than the last one, man. So I'm going to let Eric know and Carlos, all you guys, Marty. And
everybody.
If you guys want to do broadcast live, you can too.
Oh, you know that.
That's right. Hey, EC, man, but I want to talk to you about Ain't Dre, man. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this jam, man? It's the one we're going to have coming up right now. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, Ain't Dr. Dre is kind of a cut that I made. You know what I mean? I produced the track. I made it because, you know what I mean, everybody's listening to these banging beats, and they're like, oh, man, that's a Dre track. Nah, man, it ain't Dr. Dre. That's me right there. You know what I mean? It's nothing dissing Dre. It's all love and respect. I even say that, you know what I mean, the very first bars, who was this? No disrespect. It ain't Dr. Dre, homie. It's a Riverside vet. You know what I mean?
So Dre
was like an inspiration to me on it, and Quick and all them cats out there, you know, Proper Dose, all them old cats, man, back in the days growing up in the 90s, man, those were kind of my inspiration to do hip-hop. And, man, like growing up, I didn't have an avenue, man, so this last time I came home from, you know, I was on a little vacation.
Right.
I came home, I said, man, I'm going to do this, man. And I put together, spent a lot of money, put a studio together, put some label mates together, and here we are, man.
You hustled it, man. You hustled it. That's right. All right, man, we're going to go ahead and play this, man. Ain't Dre, you see the gangster versus our radio.
Gotta think big. Who is this, dog? No disrespect. It ain't Dr. Dre, homie, it's the Riverside Vet. No $1 million studio, at least not yet. And my daddy born in Compton, homie, this you can bet. I'm a certified OG, bang my own track. Got a team of super rappers, man, that never bust whack. I ain't got a 6'4", but a big Cadillac. I'm a Serenio ass local, talk smack and get cracked. Got the piano keys rolling, man, 48 tracks. Mix down the Pro Tools, now that software's whack. Then I blaze purple cuz, always got me a sack. And my game points tight like a sharp thumbtack. California ballin', homie, and you know that it's hard. I don't need boys in the hood, homie, to pull your card. And the rest is up to you if you wanna live large. And whenever on the scene, get treated like stars, yeah. Let me break this track down for a second. This ain't Dr. Dre, homie, now you learned your lesson. Yo. I ain't hit the little kid, man, who be half-steppin'. And I'm all about the money, homie, that's what I'm reppin'. Hit the drums, EC. I ain't never neglectin'. I just wanna get your girl undressed and I'm sexin'. I got lime to a lemon, what? A lemon to a lime. Yo. Two shots of Patron, now your chick is mine. Good lookin', she fine, but she call all the time.
say she loyal to you, but homie, why you be lying? Surf that ass all day, no, it ain't Dr. Dre. This the gangsta EC, yeah, and I came to party.
To this hip-hop, we the realest. Ain't no special guest stars. Gangsta EC be the realest. Riverside on my back, in my pocket a stack. And when we party, we go bigger, take your ass right back. I bring the fire, little homie, everything that I do. Do it for myself because I can't depend on a crew. No hustle, no fame, that includes no change. If you follow Gangsta Boogie, man, the cash won't rain. Make track after track, never drop me an album. But when I do, platinum bound, be a definite album. And I'm rolling Rich Rider, city of Riverside. And it's me up on the beat, not no Dre Reside. Keep it gangsta out the hood, cause they up to no good. Mess with me, homie, please, punk, I wish that you would. Serve that ass all day, and never been Dr. Dre. It's the gangsta EC, and yeah, I came to party, yeah.
Good morning, Los Angeles,
and thanks
for taking our time.
Yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio. We are live.
Yeah, you see, gangsta. I like that.
Yeah, from Diabolik Records. I like that jam, you see.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, man. Produced it all myself, you know, me in my little basement a few years ago.
That's right. You did an excellent job on that.
Thanks,
excellent.
Man. Thanks. I know you guys produced too, man. Oh, man, I want to see what you guys are working with too sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Don't put me out there like that because, you know, I'm just barely getting out of the struggle, and me taking on internet radio and the responsibility of it, nobody would begin to understand what is involved in just getting the show together, number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not using an excuse, but, I'm barely coming out of writer's block, and, it's been years. I lost my grandmother the last time I was busted, like I said, I'm barely coming out of writer's block. And,
That's why we need each other, Marty.
Yeah, yeah.
I had that for a minute too, Mary. But...
Is that right? Yeah. Hey, did you guys catch that funk out. Did you catch that last song that I played, titled Versatile?
Yeah, I like that jam. I've heard it a couple of times on here too.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I was saying,
did you catch that last
jam
that I played? I think it was like 2 songs ago.
That was
that was my boy. That's actually my primo. That's Tri Polar right there. I've collaborated with him a little bit. You know, when I started internet radio,
he struggled too, right?
Think about there was struggle. Yes. There's two verses and a hook that's open on that track. You know what I'm saying, EC? And, we can talk about that later if you want to jump on that,
Email me. I'll tear it up, for real. I'm game.
I got some stuff for you, too.
I started sending Mama Lappy some stuff, too, and then I just barely started sending you stuff, too. I have a library of music that's just, over the last 10 years, my album that I put together is from a series of just songs I've done that I've written while I was gone on vacation, and then songs I've written since I've been on the streets again, and I just have, it's so extensive, it's just ridiculous right now of what I got.
Sure.
Just thousands. I probably got about 1,000 songs ready, written, finished, production, engineered, mixed, ready to go. I just, I'm trying to take my time on it and put out the best stuff possible that people will enjoy and kind of feel what's going on right now,
Most definitely. You know, last time you and I talked about getting together and collaborating a little bit, hey, remember that, that song that's out there? I got a broken keyboard. How's it going? Remember I was telling you about the cord that I had and I needed to replace the LCD on it?
Oh, yeah.
yeah, anyways, you know, I have, you know, made changes and I moved into my own place finally. So, you know, I'm pretty set up. And then I didn't realize that you were actually all the way in Banning. The whole time I thought you were in Riverside. So
yeah, I just moved to Beaumont. Like, I'm right here Cherry Valley. It's really close. It's 20 minutes from Riverside. You know, Banning's a little further, but I'm right here on the borderline of Cherry Valley.
I know exactly where that's at, dog. I used to go and saw a satellite out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, that's a nice pipe, though, dog. Yeah, yeah, it's cool out
beautiful,
there.
Beautiful, man,
go out
right? Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like cool, man. Like, you could just go out somewhere. Like, you got the mountain. You got the Idlewild Mountain right there, dude. I used to go up that mountain all the time, man. I used to go up there and roll a fatty up, you know?
Just back in blaze, dog, and nobody bothers you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm kind of on the left side of the 10, a little more toward Yucaipa. I'm on the borderline of Yucaipa and Cala Mesa and Cherry Valley. I'm right here in Cherry Valley.
So
it's beautiful.
So you're out there, like, there's kind of a whole lot of, like, farms and stuff like that, right?
Kind of like, yeah, I'm right here by the chicken farms. There's cows. Love it.
Well, actually, there's a lot of housing, like a lot of house developments, like a bunch of pads being built right there. Like last time
I
run it, there's a bunch of them being built.
Yeah, I live right on the golf course, right here on the golf. I live right on the golf course. Right.
Okay,
and there's
spa
out there.
What you're talking about,
dog. There's some type of spa that's out there running, like out in the in the hills.
No, Eric Bush. There's not.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
sorry.
My backyard.
Give you the happy ending.
Well, no, there's that. Never mind.
It's probably my backyard, dog. No, but I love it. I did it. I moved out here for a reason. You know what I mean? I was born and raised in Riverside and the East Side. It was just getting bad for the kids, and you know, I didn't want my kids growing up to have any kind of racial tendencies because of the racial tension out there. I don't want that in my life no more. You know what I mean? I grew out of that. You know what I mean? I got cousins that are Asian and blacks, and you know, I don't really feel all that, man. You know what I mean? So I had to get my kids away from that before they got sucked into the drama in the hood, you know?
Right.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and back it up a little bit. I actually missed that first segment that the guys did with you. I don't know if you guys already have asked him or if you touched down on it, but where it was and or maybe who it was that inspired you. And what it was when you started getting into the music industry?
Hip hop, man. I grew up in the era where hip hop was explosive in the '90s, even the '80s was even hot for me. You know what I mean? I liked all the Bobby Browns when I was in the '80s. You know what I mean? I was a little kid dancing in junior high. You know, stuff like that in the uni in Riverside. You know, grew into the East Side, and then you know. Cube and Dre and N.W.A., like Mr. Little One was saying, you know what I mean? All those cats, Ice Cube, Proper Dose, even ODM, man, you know what I mean? ODM, all them cats, they were hot, Lighter Shade of Brown at the time.
Right.
When all the concerts were going on in Riverside, and it was big, Attitudes and all that stuff, and that kind of inspired me. But we didn't have avenues to get into music, you know? We didn't have somewhere to go. When I first started recording, guess who I was recording with? A legend. I was recording with Rufus Troutman from Zap. One of the Troutmans,
right.
Man. He was recording.
Yeah, he's a Christian now, correct?
Yeah, he's a Christian. He's been a Christian. And when I went to his studio, the times that I went to, he was schooling me on that. Like, look, little brother, there's going to be a lot of people coming at you sideways with this, with that. You know, you got to watch out for them. And, man, this dude was an inspiration to me, man. Him and the Troutman family. I've even hung out with some of the Troutmans, you know. Great people. I've done some events with the Troutmans, and they're just them personally – As a family man, I'm sure you guys have seen a Zap concert, right?
Right.
Almost definitely, yes.
They put it down. They put it down when they go up there. All of them. And they're all family up there. The kids, they got the kids, the teenagers out there. They got the OGs out there. And everybody's doing it. That's what kind of inspired me, too. I had a group together, too, my homies, my buddies. And we're still together. But a lot of them, you know, we get older, we get families, we get girls and kids, and we get kind of distracted by the way life is right now. And, you know, we kind of put music on the back burner. Me, I try to keep it on the front burner. That way everybody can hear it. I want everybody to hear it. That's my main goal. I ain't in for it for the money, really. Like Mr. Little One was saying, if you're in for it for the money, you're going to fail, you know, on some notes. I don't want to say that all the way out up front. But in some notes, you kind of will if that's what you're looking for, the cars, the women, the you know, the drugs, the you know, the fame, the glamour, looking all glitzy. I mean, I ain't trying to brag or boast, but I look like that without all that. You know what I mean?
I'm right. I'm on the same ship.
Yeah, you know what I mean, bro? You know what I mean? I'm cool like that. I mean, I like all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. We all like nice cars and clothes and jewelry and stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're not going to say that. I don't like that shit. Fuck that. I don't want that. Yeah. We're not going to say that, you know? We're going to keep it real.
Hell no.
Carlos, you're cutting out. You guys hear him cutting out?
Yeah, he was cutting out.
Okay. Yeah, fix your audio right quick. Yeah, you're still cutting out. I've actually, you know, seen a few of your posts recently, Mystery C, and you have, it looks like you've collaborated with I don't know if it was just one or maybe a couple of Christian hip-hop artists that have really touched you. Am I right?
Yes, they have. Actually, these young cats that came into my studio, Prosper and Perez, they're right now they're painting my 64 Impala. Okay, in exchange, I'm doing an album for them, a complete album. I'm recording it, I'm engineering it, doing everything for them. These guys have been like, they're talking like grown men like my age, and they're only like 22, 23 years old, but yet they got the Word of God in them way more than I do. And I mean, I ain't a Bible banger, but I am a follower of Jesus, man. I know who my God is. But these guys, man, when they come to the studio and they rock, they rock. And they sound like they've been doing it for 10 years.
Anointed, huh?
Anointed. God has their hand on them. You know what I mean?
That's right. On that note, we're going to go ahead and bump this, and we'll be right back to play the rest of what we have to share with you by EC the Gangster Diabolik Records.
Father in the heaven, can I thank you for your love? Father,
Father,
Father, Father, Father,
when you came into my life,
when you came into my life,
you turned my world upside down. You made me feel so
express what you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me, and no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal, and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
The magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
So right.
I just want
MC yeah, Magic, Versatile everybody. Radio. Yeah, he did that. Can you hear
like
us?
That,
okay, Ronnie, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That was MC Magic right there. I just love that song. I always got up with that song. Right now, we got a song by you, DC, the gangster, titled okay. Hating. Hating.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I wrote Hating because when I was doing a lot of events, you know what I mean, I did the House of Blues with Nate Dogg and Goldie Lowe from the Eastsiders a few years ago and doing little shows around town, Sevilla's and, you know, just spots that I was rocking. And I'd get a lot of, I don't know what it was, like negative feedback from my homies too, you know what I mean, because I'd be up there doing my thing. Oh,
man, that's all bad, huh?
Hey, it was all
especially
bad.
Especially when it's like Rasa, you know?
Especially when it's Rasa because, you know what I mean, yeah, if you... You know how it is. It comes from some of the stuff comes with the territory. Everywhere I go, though, I take my wife with me. You know what I mean? But I would get the girls coming up to me, whoop-de-whoop, all this. And what are you doing? The man gets mad. And that's how I kind of wrote the song. Cause I'm like, why you hating on me, man? Right. It ain't like a negative song. It's actually a positive song. So it ain't saying nothing bad about nobody. It's just talking about me being up in the spots and doing what I do and having a good time. And you're still hating on me. And kind of telling these cats, just smile, man. Have a good time.
Right. Hey, keeping it real, right?
Keeping it real. That's right. It. Keep it G, that's it.
Right back.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Yo, when we all up in the club, come and show us some love. Because we giving it back. Hey, yo, we giving it stacks. You know you got it too. With big lips, nice tips, and your fine ass crew. Face it up, you so sweet every time we meet. When you work that body, girl, no one can compete. With style so fresh and a ton of pizzazz. Real quick, hit lips just to tap that ass. ECD, me, nothing without you. When you all came through, everybody like, ooh, no doubt. One time, find a sit in the club, and every male buy you drinks just to get them a hug. For free back rubs to get all your love. Energy at night, I'll spend it, get you all in my tub. But if I work hard for it, would you stall me out? X dude up in the club, wanna call me out. Got the great friends, wanna ball me out. Diabolic, big mic, throw that asshole out. The TC opinion, they can read women like books. Just gotta have some sex in a bomb ass hook. And you mad at a player cause your lady got shook. But it ain't my fault, homie, cause she gave me the look. But see, I don't know why you hating on me. Just wanna rock a track and maybe make me a G. If your lady trying to get us a G, then I'ma put the Mac down, go ahead and pop them beats. Don't know why you hating on me. Just wanna rock a track and maybe make me a G. If your lady trying to get us a G, then I'ma put the Mac down, go ahead and pop them beats. How you do that there? Macked out, makeup, no smear, no glare. Fresh shoes, your style, cause you don't care. DC, Chris G, style underwear. Who be your man? Yo, that fool understand. That beat the gang's plan. Wanna be your thug, not your fucking man. And you see my game is tight, so you know that I can. Beautiful, your mood, and with no attitude. Disrespected and you split if a guy get rude. What's the trick to be a freak and to be down with you? Cause you got the look, baby, and it's no surprise. As we fly, riverside, rolling, taking my ride. I'll take the places, girl, that you never seen before. And the ice be so flossy that you catching a cold. Let me find you in the club, cause you so damn fine. Little mama, big daddy, easy, gon' shine. So let me grind, let the haters grow a tumor. Keep it real, and never listen to rumors. The alcoholic consumer, with a badass flow. Diabolic, love the ladies, cause we untouchable. Yup, I don't know why you hating on me. Just wanna rock a track and maybe make me a G. If your lady trying to get it to G, then I'ma put the Mac down, go ahead and pop them beats. Don't know why you hating on me. Just wanna rock a track and maybe make me a G. If you ain't trying to get it to G, then I'ma put the Mac down. Go ahead and pop that beat. Diabolic. No, he's a label. Why you hating on me? We stay gutter. Why you hating on me? Why you hating on me? Just wanna rock a track and maybe make me a G. And you know, and you know, and you know.
I just wanna try to live my life. I just wanna try to live my life. I just wanna try to live my life.
I just wanna try to live my life. I just wanna try to live my life.
That's definitely a club banging right there.
That's why I try to lose my life.
Yeah, hey, I heard that you could even sing, huh?
Yeah, I sing too. I love to sing because growing up, man, my mama had to be dressed up as Elvis and she beat me in front of my grandparents. She'd be like, do it, man. Do the Elvis thing. And she had my hair combed like Elvis, so she had me singing, you know, Teddy Bear.
Right, that's what I'd like to hear you harmonizing on a track.
You know what I mean? Just want to be your teddy bear.
That sounds radio ready.
Yeah,
summertime,
for sure.
Summertime. We've actually played this song quite a bit right here on Versatile Radio since last year. Summertime up in Cali. This is the same one, correct?
Yeah, it's the same one.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
We've gotten
a few requests for this song, actually. You know, the past year or the past, like, 6-7 months. You know, so we do like to play it as much as we can. Are you there? Did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, we just, I don't know what happened. I think we might have lost Carlos.
Carlos,
this song right here, Summertime, do you want to say anything about this song right here, AP?
Yeah, I actually, that song, me and my niece did together. My niece, Gabby, she's a very important part of my life. I love my nieces. All of them, you know what I mean? My niece Gabby is a unique child, beautiful. She looks like my kid, you know what I mean? I wrote the song like 4 days before we just shot the video, so it was kind of like when we did the video, I didn't even know the words to my own song. I just wrote it. So my niece, the same thing. She wrote her verse the day we recorded the video. She came in before the party started, but it came out cool though. You know what I mean? And we had a blast. So, you know what I mean? Summertime in Cali with featuring Gabby Girl. That's the cut right there, man.
Here we go. I'll tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please fasten your seatbelts as we start our descent in California.
Thank you for flying.
Diabolic.
Girl.
Diabolic. It's a party up in here, summertime up in Cali. Rolling with the ladies, homie, bum rushing your alley. Like, man, ain't a damn thing funny. So much gold on my body, man, that I feel like money. Club time at the bar, the club be at my house, rolling like we are stars. For Patron, alcohol in my cup. Do it for the ladies, man, they can all shake their butts. What? No cut, I ain't laying tonight. Cause I'm a superstar with money, flashing cars with lights. No fights, all my peeps is living. Diabolic general, for my fam I'm giving. Always winning and I stay on lock. Dress, be the key, 20 carats to rock. No lie, never had it in me. Summertime in the Golden State, homie, we G, and we G. Party like it's last day. Dance floor boogie till I got a broke leg. Broke heels, man, all of my chicks. The ladies super drunk, homie, till they get topless. The guest list, man, off of my piece. Dedicated to the hood and to them G Cali streets. See my peeps pulling up in exotic cars. See my homies drinking, buying out the whole bar. All stars, fresh nights and caps that fit it.
Hey, what's up?
Little mama super drunk, you want me to hit it? Cause we get it and I'm staying super G. 5 stacks in my pocket, rolling G super clean. Summertime in Cali, cop a tone like a penny. Rolling with my crew, 24s on a Hemi. Gotta see me cause mommy's so fine. Always on the grind for the gangster in that Cali sunshine.
Summertime, up in Cali, how we doing? Nothing but a party.
How we party and you're feeling the vibe. California be the spot, 7 days we live.
Summertime, up in Cali, how we doing? Nothing but a party.
How we party and you're feeling the vibe. California be the spot, 7 days we live.
California, cause we do it the best. We the real crazy homies from the wild, wild west. Summertime, oh yes. We got the bomb tree, bomb dreams. Beautiful girls on me, pumping that good stuff, that kind of hood stuff. Blazing it all up just to get on my stuff. We got to run them up, and I give it to what? Because it's summertime, yeah, you know what's up. Go and taste that pay, forget what haters say. We're gonna make our way, because we do it all day. And when you catch me through your city, yeah, you best to stay. Because I'm rolling with my crew, and I do it. what I do. And to my 951 and my 909, the only letter that I wanna see in the sky. That's alright.
Summertime, lovely Cali, how we doing? Yeah. Nothing but a party.
How we party and you're feeling the vibe. California be the spot, 7 days we live.
Been keeping you on hold. Yeah, I've been wanting you to bring you on Versatile Radio for quite some time now. I just chose tonight because I thought you would be a good one to bring on with this. I really respect your music and what you're doing. You do it with class, like I said, and we definitely are watching you and rooting for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
No problem. Let's go ahead and pull out your link right quick so that everybody knows where they can find you or your music.
Yeah, you can go to DiabolicG's.com or you can go to iTunes. That's my website, DiabolicG's.com. It's G-E-E-Z at the end.com. And you can go to iTunes, Amazon.com. It's all over the place to find me, you know what I mean? Or on Facebook, Facebook.com/ The Gangster EC. And or you can just Google me, man, Diabolic Records, and you'll see my face always pop up. So I'm everywhere.
Hey, Ronnie, how do I get an autograph copy?
Man, when you come to the video shoot, you're going to get one, homie.
you got a line for me, so you make sure you get with me, Ronnie, on that. Now, come on out.
You know what? Maybe in a few weeks I can hook up with you guys. I can get everybody T-shirts and some album, some hard copies. That way you guys can have it personally in your rides and stuff like that.
Right on.
All
that sounds good.
Most definitely. We're going to remember that. You know, Versatile Radio, whoever can make it out to, whoever of us can make it out to the Vibe this weekend. It's an Angel Baby event right there in Riverside.
Hey, what's up? You know who you reach. Give me a name, number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Well, I don't know what that is. But we're definitely going to be there. Can you hear me?
Right.
Okay.
That's an 1805 University. 1805 University, the Vibe in Riverside.
That's Saturday, right?
That's Saturday.
All right, I'm going to roll up.
Okay. Ronnie, anyways, man, you got some, you're radio ready. Radio ready.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for the opportunity again, man. It's a big opportunity for me. All these other stations, like the real radio stations, they're not giving local artists an opportunity to come up here and do our thing. I mean, I've done some stuff for 99.1 and Power 106, but, you know, they want you to lace their pockets constantly, man. And,
You don't have to lace ours, and we are a real radio station.
That's the subject, dog.
Hello? No, I'm not in now. Leave me a message. That's not me, but I just had to go with it.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. I don't know if something kicked me off here. I was saying about the vibe. We're going to be there. So, I don't know how busy you are. You said something about a video shoot. Maybe you can stop by and say hello to everybody there.
I'd love to come have a drink, man. I mean, I owe you guys much to come have a drink with you guys. You know what I mean? For sure.
Okay. Definitely.
I'll be out there Saturday for sure, Mihan. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. We'll be waiting on you, and that way, we can all meet up right there and get to meet in person, okay? Once again, it's our honor to have you on the show. Mr. EC, the Gangster Diabolic Records, and we're definitely looking forward to having you on again.
For sure. Right. Thanks. All right, Carlos, Eric, man. One love, man.
Peace, man. You got it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Come on, Mary. Now we got disconnected right there, man. My network's going crazy right here. But Spencer, sorry
this is
about
a
that.
Song right here that I'm going to play by Second Chant, EC, and this is going
right
out to you and your daughter right here.
Thanks, G.
You're growing all fast and you're shining in the world. Love and dedication, don't you ever regret. I dedicate this song to you, don't you ever forget. God's bringing us here, see, on this special day. He's sending his love and the blessings on the way. We lift up his name through this song loud and clear. And we thank him for your life to give another year. Even though these are the times you cherish when you're young, don't forget about the Lord from this song that I sung. Look deep into your heart and God live with your soul. Your past is now gone, but the future's what he holds. Love is like a flower growing up from the sun. Even though the rain comes, the tears will still run. Here's a song to make your day through the gift that I love. You'll always be my girl and the Lord's from above. There's no love greater than the one that he shows. He opens up his big arms, he's the one that's in control. When I'm no longer here, he will open his wings. He will give you his life and fulfill all your dreams. I took you by my side. Your daddy's little girls and you'll always be mine. I cherish all the moments till the end of my time. You changed my world and my destiny gave it life. You made me wanna live, you made me wanna fight. Forever I'm yours and forever you'll be mine. Our love will always stand till the end of our time. No matter situations, you're always by my side. And nevertheless, you brought me through some rough times. Memories is all I have when you started at school. I seemed a little nervous and I acted a fool. When you opened up your eyes, they shine brighter than a pearl. At that very moment, you were daddy's little girl. Growing up throughout the years, you looked at my life. I tried to be the best example and I tried to serve Christ. You see my ups and downs and all my crazy ways. You searched me back and forth, even through my worst days. You're growing up too fast and I can't slow it down. I just pray that you've learned and the Lord is what you found. If you must, you can trust me, no matter what. You're a big girl now, you're the Lord, little girl, I love you. I learned the hard way as I searched throughout life, and I was running out of time. I was searching for Christ. I seen it coming every day as I looked outside. I took another look. I did never want to die. You should never give up when times seem a little hard. You should give it your best and always trust in God. Everything that you've been taught, all the love that was shown, I pray you take it to your heart. I pray you take it home. It's fine now, but you might be crying later. Just remember, give your life to the Savior. As I look at my life, I sit and look at you. I would never go back and never do those things to you. Facing this life, we will face some fears. It will bring you some sadness. It will
will shed some tears. He's collecting them all, even through the worst storm. He tucks them all away in the cold, he makes them warm. You're chosen from the rest, I dedicate this to you. If it wasn't for your life, I wouldn't do what I do.
Everybody, that was Second Chance right there, Daddy's Little Girl.
That's a jam right there. That's a jam.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We are going to actually be having Second Chance on the show sometime soon, within the next month or two. So you guys, you know, want to stay tuned. Stay tuned and look out for the links on that one. Mr. EC, do you want to give any shout-outs right now?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Rascal, Hash Brown, and all the guys from the label, Third Verse, you know, my mom and my nieces and everybody that supported my music, even January. January, what's up, girl? You know, everybody, all you guys, too, are versatile, too, man. One love.
Right on, one love.
Baby. Thank you. Thank you very much. Carlos, can you hear us? Are you with us? With the Trejos. All right, I guess not. We lost the Trejos. We're going to go ahead and we're actually...
Hey, Ronnie Romo.
Yeah.
Mr. Eddie Carlos, are you with us?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, yeah, we're live right now with EC, the gangster from Diabolik Records. We got about 2 minutes left of the show. Do you got me? You want to say something to Steve-O?
Where's it? Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is EC, Ronnie Romo. We actually collaborated with him a little bit.
Ron, what's happening, Ron?
What's happening, G? You're back with us.
I got a whole bunch of stuff.
We had a real good show this evening with Mr. Little One and DC. You know, you're going to have to listen to him say on that.
We communicate sometimes. I went to the same church as he did one Sunday, The Rock, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. I see a post, man. You got a good positive post going on, and I see you doing some things on there. I haven't been keeping up much lately, but man, dog.
Thanks, dog. Gracias, man. Thanks for the support, man. All you guys, man. You guys are awesome. Feed me gente.
Definitely. Versatile Radio. Good night, everybody, and thanks.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Thanks, Mr. One, and stay tuned for actually Thursday on our throwback show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be mine.
Junior.
Fetty Lada. Fools wanna come and hate, perpetrate, playing like I don't know.